Dear friends, build your knowledge through learning, and there are no bounds of time and space for it. You, the future of this nation, should have access to the treasure trove of knowledge through ceaseless learning and upskilling to become future-ready citizens. The APCCE assures you that seamless access to widen your horizons. Welcome to the podcast Planet of CCE, Government of Andhra Pradesh.
You are hearing the podcast series of Plant Nursery course. This is M. Santosh Kumari, lecturer in botany from Government College for Women Autonomous, Guntur. In this episode, you are going to know about the different types of plant nurseries. Nursery is derived from the word nores, which itself means that it is to take care of. So nursery is the place where plants are taken care of. Nurseries, which are the managed sites designed to produce and grow the planting material for transplantation, are classified into different types. They are mainly classified on the basis of duration, on the basis of types of plants produced, and on the basis of structures used. So they are classified on the basis of duration, types of plants, and on the basis of structures used. So let us discuss in detail about these different types of nurseries. On the basis of duration, nurseries are classified into two types: temporary nursery and permanent nursery. Temporary nursery. This type of nursery is established only for a short duration. Usually, they are established to fulfill the seasonal requirements. So, in some seasons, some type of plants are required in large quantity. So, this type of nurseries fulfill those requirements. And sometimes, they are also established to meet the requirement of a targeted project. So, to supply the planting materials for that project, these nurseries are temporarily established. There are also some disadvantages for these temporary nurseries. There are some facilities like irrigation may not be adequate, as no permanent facilities are there because of its temporary nature. Moreover, security is a problem, as there are no protective structures around these temporary nurseries. These nurseries are also called as flying nurseries because these nurseries are abandoned after the fulfillment of the requirement, and also sometimes they become a part of the main field. So after the requirement is fulfilled, these nurseries are abandoned, or sometimes they are made part of the main field. So we will not be able to see these temporary nurseries continuously because they are present only for a short duration. After that, they will be abandoned. Generally, these temporary nurseries are small in size without any permanent structures. This type of nurseries are mostly used for raising paddy-like cereals and vegetables and some flower crops also. Temporary nurseries have some advantages. They are, as these nurseries are located very near to the main plantation area, transportation is not required. So transportation is not a problem at all for this type of temporary nurseries, which are located very near to the exact field where these plants are to be planted.
damage or mortality of the saplings is minimum. Because of the less distance from the main field, the saplings can be easily planted in the field, so there is no chance for them to get damaged. Investment is less as no permanent structures are to be constructed for this.
There are also some disadvantages for these temporary nurseries. There are some facilities like irrigation may not be adequate as no permanent facilities are there because of its temporary nature. Moreover, security is a problem as there are no protective structures around these temporary nurseries. Permanent nurseries. These are established for permanent use. These are established to produce saplings continuously. They are designed with adequate facilities. Usually, these permanent nurseries are larger than the temporary nurseries and they are well connected to the road with a good transport facility.
They have all the required permanent components like office room, storeroom, mother block, nursery beds, manure and packing yards, etc. And many of them have well-established permanent protected structures also. Irrigation and electricity facilities are well-maintained in a permanent nursery. Advantages of permanent nurseries. These permanent nurseries have advantages over the temporary nurseries. Some of them are wide range of planting materials are available. As these nurseries are big and maintain large varieties of plants, wide range of planting materials are available. Saplings are better managed in a permanent nursery due to the more supervision and
Advantages of permanent nurseries. Permanent nurseries have many advantages and some of them are wide range of planting materials are available as these nurseries are big and maintain large varieties of plants. Saplings are better managed in a permanent nursery because there they will be provided more supervision and intensive care. Permanent nurseries act as source for continuous supply of planting material for the growers. The permanent nurseries also have some drawbacks or disadvantages like high investment costs. So for the establishment of a permanent nursery, the initial investment will be more. Permanent nurseries need skilled labor and staff for better supervision. So skilled labor is a problem for permanent nurseries. Permanent nurseries must have a good backup of market for sale to gain continuous income. Next, on the basis of plants produced, nurseries are of different types. Let us discuss the types of nurseries based on the type of plants produced in that nursery. Some of them are ornamental nursery, vegetable nursery, fruit plants nursery, forest nursery, and medicinal and aromatic plants nursery. First, let us talk about ornamental nursery. Ornamental nursery, it is a type of nursery where
the planting material of ornamental plants are raised and conserved for further use. It has a mother block consisting of propagative materials like rootstock, scion, bulbs, tubers, cuttings of creepers and climbers. Seedlings and saplings of cut flowers, seasonal flowers, indoor and outdoor potted plants, bonsai and exotic plants are managed here with intense care. They are a source for floriculture industry and landscaping. Landscaping materials are made available here. Decorative items are also sold here. Ornamentals like gerbera, dianthus, petunia, salvia, roses, chrysanthemum, coleus, esters, etc. are of great value in these ornamental nurseries. Next, vegetable nursery. Seedlings and saplings of vegetable crops like brinjal, tomato, chilies, etc. and rhizomes, tubers, bulbs of onion, garlic, etc. are raised and supplied to grow the vegetable crops. Then, fruit plant nursery. In this nursery, mainly saplings, rootstocks and scions, grafts, layers and cuttings of fruit trees such as mango, lychee, bear, guava, etc. are raised. Mother blocks of high quality scion materials of different fruit plants are maintained here in these fruit nurseries. These fruit plant nurseries are the main source of planting material for fruit orchards. These fruit plant nurseries are the main basis for horticulture industry. Next, forest nursery. In this nursery, seedlings of trees for social forestry, eco parks, avenue trees for roads and highways are propagated. Saplings of different plant species, mostly woody trees like gulmohar, bahinia, cassia, tamarind, amla, neem, etc. are commonly grown in this nursery. Usually, these nurseries are maintained by the forest department, sometimes by the tribal communities also. This type of nurseries play a very important role in ecological restoration. Next, medicinal and aromatic plants nursery. In this nursery, saplings of rare medicinal and aromatic plants and herbs with great economic value are raised and grown. They are the sources of plant material for the Ayurvedic pharmacies, and some saplings of spices are also grown here, which are of very great economical value. Herbal plants are grown in these nurseries. They also grow herbs and supply them to the industries involved in the production of herbal products. Apart from these types of nurseries, there are some miscellaneous nurseries which grow planting material for industries involved in plant-based products. like juice, jams, jellies, then timber, fuel, cosmetics, etc. On the basis of structures used, plant nurseries are of two types. They are open field nursery and high-tech nursery. Open field nursery. This type of nursery is developed in an open area without any permanent structures. Seed beds are prepared and seedlings are raised in open field only. The plantlets are provided minimum care and are generally vulnerable to environmental conditions. They mainly sell seasonal plants. Some are small and locally owned retail nurseries that sell plants to the general public, and some are wholesale nurseries that grow plants in bulk to supply them for large clients like florists, gardens, retail nurseries, etc. They supply a huge variety of plants for horticulture and landscaping. Then high-tech nurseries. These are well-established, sophisticated nurseries with permanent protective structures. The different types of protective structures include the following. Thatched roof structure. Thatched roof is laid over the seed beds to protect the seedlings from damage due to wind, rain, and heat. Here, there will be a thatched roof over the seed beds for protection. Next, shade net. This type of nursery has shade net house covered over the plantlets to provide them the required amount of shade. So, to provide the required amount of shade, there will be different types of shade nets with different mesh sizes, and also colors are used as per the need. Sometimes green and sometimes black color nets are available. So these nets are used to provide the plantlets the required amount of shade. To provide shade to the plants, these shade nets are laid over them. Next, poly house or greenhouse. Poly house or greenhouse. This is a framed structure made of polyfilm or shade net. It is provided with humidity and temperature controlling devices to maintain the favorable environmental conditions for the planting material. Here, the seedlings and saplings are raised inside the poly house on raised beds or in plug trays. Usually, they are used for exotic plants, that is for the acclimatization of the exotic plants when they are introduced into the new environmental conditions. They are also used for hardening of tissue culture plants. Poly house or greenhouse. This is a framed structure made of polyfilm or shade net. It is provided with humidity and temperature controlling devices to maintain the favorable environmental conditions for the planting material. Here, the seedlings and saplings are raised inside the poly house on raised beds or in plug trays. Usually, they are used for exotic plants, that is for the acclimatization of the exotic plants when they are introduced into the new environmental conditions. They are also used for hardening of tissue culture plants. Let us recollect what you have listened about the types of nurseries. Nurseries are classified on the basis of duration, type of plants, and structures used. On the basis of duration, nurseries are of two types. They are temporary nurseries, permanent nurseries. Temporary nurseries are without permanent structures, and permanent nurseries are equipped with adequate permanent structures. On the basis of type of plants, nurseries are mainly five types. They are ornamental nurseries, vegetative nurseries, fruit nurseries, forest nurseries, and medicinal and aromatic nurseries. On the basis of structures used, nurseries are of two types: open field nurseries and high-tech nurseries. High-tech nurseries are again of different types depending upon the type of permanent structures used. They are thatched roof, shade nets, poly house, poly tunnel. So these are the different types of nurseries. Hope you have enjoyed knowing about the different types of nurseries. Stay tuned to the CCE podcast and bloom with knowledge. Thanks for listening. Happy learning.